T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He no longer has to worry about the politics of Iowa and New Hampshire, but having left now the race for the White House, Bill de Blasio is having a kind of New York reckoning anyway. Crane's Greg David is on the line. Things certainly have changed around here during the mayor's national fling for office, and that includes the city council and some of the things he wanted to see pushed through to become law here in New York City.
You know, that's right. The mayor was missing in action for 4 months. He announced some things in his State of the Union message, and they didn't go anywhere. Now, it's likely that he is going to come back, and he is going to try to institute mandatory paid vacation and a couple of other major issues that he wants, especially on climate change, that he wants to pass. So for business groups that oppose that, the fact that the mayor is back, maybe back at his job, isn't good news. But, you know, the council wasn't exactly a big winner during the mayor's absence. Instead of filling the void, they just sort of sat there and did very little. And so some people thought that the council and Speaker Cory Johnson were really going to emerge during this period. And the answer to that is not so fast.
And the Speaker of the City Council was among the people that are mentioned on a list of potential de Blasio replacements, too.
That's right, as well as Controller Scott Stringer and Ruben Diaz from the Bronx. You can just go on and on. Here's one thing that I've been speculating on. I wonder if the mayor still hopes to get to Washington in some sort of cabinet position after if the Democrats win in 2020. And if that happens, it'll be very interesting because depending on when he resigns, either we're going to have a special election within 60 days or the public advocate, Juwani Williams, will take over for a year. So I don't think this Washington thing is quite over yet.
It's fascinating to think about what could happen. He may be out of the race for the White House, but he's certainly not out of the race in other ways, right?
That's true, although he suffered badly from his campaign. You know, I went back last week when Siena issued a poll and looked at their numbers for New York City voters. After he won re-election in 2017, the next month he had the highest favorability rating of his term as mayor. Last week, he had the lowest favorability rating of his term as mayor. So in less than 2 years, he squandered what was a really strong base within the city. And I think that says something about what happened and whether he's going to be able to govern or not.
Talking about the state of the mayor this morning, Crane's Greg David on the line. Thank you.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.